And if you come here today, tomorrow, or any day this week, you'll probably run into Andrew. Is it Frazee?
That's correct.
Andrew Frazee from the Central Drainage, based out of Castleton.
That's right.
Yeah, and now are we, boy, we had 55 degree days in February, and everybody's drain tile started running. That must have been exciting for you.
It was. I had a lot of calls on whether pumps should be started and whatnot, and so it sure depends on the area what my reaction was. But typically we wait a little longer, and now things have froze up again, and I'd hate to see frozen culverts and things due to discharge water. So a lot of guys, I think, are holding off still, and we'll have them on here in the next few weeks, I'm sure.
All right. Well, but was that... I never even thought about that. The water that you discharge out of the drain tile, it is going to cause a problem here because we're going to be maybe 10 below on Friday morning. Wow, that's going to freeze a lot of water. So keep the pump off.
Yeah, at this point, and I think a lot of them are. I don't see any running now, but when things heat up and things thaw out, I mean, it was hard to tell. We were checking the ground for frost. We were ready to go. If spring was going to open up, last year it opened up by March 15th. Maybe it was going to be early March this year. So we were ready, and you never know. It's never too early to get wheat in, it seems like.
And yeah.
So guys, we're getting prepared. But now I think we're back to normal. We've settled back into let's relax and keep things off. So.
Yeah. It was a wonderful thing, though, losing the snow cover. My barometer is got a low spot in my backyard where the water line runs in town, and I think everybody's got one of those. And the water collected there, and it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there until Monday afternoon when we hit 64 degrees, and that water just disappeared. So I go, aha, frost is gone.
Very good point. Yeah, it's pretty spotty. You know, the north part of the area, north of Highway 2, we get way up there, and a lot of snow cover. I don't think there's a lot of frost. Some of those areas didn't freeze. Our general area here between Valley City and Fargo, I think there's still 2 to 3 feet in the ground. South Dakota, where we're going to get started this year, still 2 feet of frost last week. So,
oh, wow.
It's been really spotty, but I think in the sod areas like that, I'm guessing there's some long grass there. Those areas, yeah, for sure, the frost has dropped out.
All right, Central Drainage. Everybody's heard of Central. Many people have Central as their crop consultant, and you guys are a child of Central, I guess. Huh?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, Central Ag Consulting in the tri-state area. I started with Central in 2011, the water management division, and it quickly took off. Tiling was a hot topic, so we became Central Drainage pretty quick. And so we work in the Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota area, and so we're on the road quite a bit and start in South Dakota usually every spring, work our way north, and a wide variety of things. I'd consider us a full-service drain tile company. So if you're looking for commercial tile installation with a big self-propelled plow, we have that. If you want assistance with your wetland determinations, which is a big topic here around the winter show, as well as permitting assistance, soil sampling, we can do all that. And then you have the central guys checking the crops, doing the soil sampling. So really a full service system in ag. So.
But you use the term water management company. Maybe guys shouldn't look, hey, I need to hire a drain tiler. Look at water management maybe more than anything. Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, very good point. The thing I always think of is total control of water management and managing it, controlling it. And so many times in systems we can get going early in the spring due to the drain tile, so the crop gets in early. That's going to help you get through the season longer. You start drying out in the summertime. The roots are deep down there tapping into that moisture, so crops don't need it. And so we can't always manage getting more water. We can't get irrigators on every site, and so tiling allows you to get into such things as no-tilling. No-tilling can be a great thing for building organic matter as well as holding on to water when we dry out, and so everything all kind of works together. And so that's been the exciting part of my job with the water management side is tiling's one tool, no-tilling's one tool, cover crops. There's a lot of different avenues we can look at.
Is Central Drainage into there is a concept in the drain tile industry of reverse tile, where you pump it out in the spring because the snow's melted and you got to get it out of the ground so you can work the field, but you can store it and then in July put it back in. All right, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, great point. It's a great idea. I wish we could implement it more frequently in some areas. It's most accurately implemented in the valley where we're flat. Okay, so we could look at draining a flat quarter to a corner, collecting that water, and then backflowing it, you know, only against a maybe 1 foot of drop back the other way. And so sub-irrigation site, NDSU's done a very good one by Fairmont, North Dakota. And so
thank you, Hans Gundell, right?
That's right. Yeah. Hans is great, and his soybean work is great. And so very good concept. We get into the Valley City area, though, and we got a lot of elevation difference. So you're draining way down 20 feet lower to one spot. It's really hard to pump that water all the way back up to the top. So.
Sure. Well, again, every situation, everybody's farm is different. Every many fields are different. So when you go in to look at a field in a situation, a job, basically, there's a lot to consider.
Very true. The first thing I do, I had a grower stop by earlier this morning. He wants to know how you get started in the process. And I tell him the first thing I do is take his legals for that land. And we go ahead, I draw some soil maps, elevation maps, and we meet on site. We secure the outlet point. That's where everything starts. And once we have the outlet in line, we go to the permitting process, whether that's the local water resource district or the NRCS for wetlands. And then you're off to where the tile installation can happen.
What's happened in Bismarck this year? Do you have an opinion? Is the world going to become an easier, a better place as far as the permitting process?
I think to some degree. I don't think we'll see a lot change in some avenues. We will see a little more availability to tile things in, say, the Red River Valley. Maybe not so much out here by Valley City, but yes, it's a different interpretation of the drain law that was already in place. And mm-hmm. so I don't think it'll be negative for the tiling side at all.
Okay, very good. Again, getting started. That's just have you come on out, sit down, and take a look. And that's a painless process, isn't it? Just having a one-on-one discussion with a producer?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
It really is. And guys stopping at the booth, and I've really, you know, as things have tightened up with the economy, I really stress guys step back and look at their farming operation and their acres and start looking at those areas that they're putting input costs into every year, say $300 an acre. And you end up getting nothing to grow on there. You didn't just get a zero yield. You lost $300 an acre. And so if we can look at those spots, get tiling into those spots, tiling basically allows something to grow initially, just right away. And so some sort of crop grows, and you're gaining revenue off the first year you tiled. So instead of losing $300 an acre, we could put tile in and have a $200 gain. That's a $500 swing right away. It doesn't take long to return your investment.
Now, farmers understand that kind of math for sure.
Very true.
Yeah. And the saying is there are two types of land, that which is tiled and that which will be tiled, right?
There you go. I like that.
But we've got a long ways to go. There's a lot of land that is not, but could be very productive immediately.
Very true. Yeah, there's so many, from the soil standpoint, you'd call them poorly drained soils. If you look at your soil map and you see, you know, what's the limiting factor of this soil? It's poorly drained most often. So if we give it the one thing it needs, it can start producing. And so soil needs oxygen and it needs water. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we get oversaturated, like north of Highway 2 this year. There's no oxygen to that soil, a plant's not going to grow. And so I look at that where the Red River Valley is basically all poorly drained. You get out to Barnes County here, and hey, there's hilltops. They don't need tile. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of areas there that the salinity and the salt has crawled in, and the low areas that do need tile. And so my wife thinks I run out of work, but I think there's plenty of work in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, I know there is, because what have we got tiled in North Dakota, northern Minnesota, northeast South Dakota? Maybe 2-3%?
I think so. Yeah, some I've heard as high as 5-10, but I think realistically it's much less.
So you got 97% of the world to our world to tile yet. So
I'd agree.
Get on it. So, all right, how do guys get a hold of you at Central Drainage, Andrew?
You bet. 701-367-1738 would be my number. Also online, www.centraldrainage.com.
All right. Division of Central Crop Consulting.
That's correct.
And which is they're a very well-respected company all through the Upper Midwest. And by the way, for those of you who haven't heard, Lee Breeze of Central out in Edgeley picked up the National Certified Crop Consultant of the Year Award at Commodity Classic last year. So you got the Central flag to wave, Andrew.
That's right. So well deserved for Lee, too, and they're such a great group of people. I've been really enjoyed working for them all these years.
Yeah, good. All right. And for the guys who are around Castleton, that's where your office is there. Huh?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. Andrew, great to meet you. Have a wonderful year.
Very good. Thanks for having me, Mick.
You bet.